Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Las Vegas. The San Jose Sharks are hitting the ice here at T-Mobile Arena for their morning skate. That means we've got our morning skate show right here on the Sharks Audio Network. San Jose Sharks are coming off a tough loss to the LA Kings, where they played 40 minutes of really sound hockey. The problem was their start. What is it about starts of games, and it's not just unique to the Sharks, to all NHL clubs, what is it about getting out of the gate that's so hard?
I don't know. I don't know. Like yesterday, Vegas played Ottawa, and Vegas had a tough time getting out of the gate, and the Sharks did against LA. Starts are one of the areas that I really think a coach can influence. I think coaches' influence is vastly overrated in a game as chaotic as hockey, but I think they can affect starts. I think they can affect power play, penalty kill, and defensive zone. Other than that, the game goes the way the game is. It's up to each guy. It's up to the leaders. It's up to the individual. What I love about Nico Sturm is that Nico Sturm has a process about getting ready. And there's that old saying, be ready so you don't have to get ready. He's always ready. And you're with a young team and a team that's not quite, you know, they don't quite know each other yet. I think there's a lot of guys who spend time getting ready instead of being ready. And it doesn't start when you walk to the rink. It doesn't start when you get in the dressing room. It starts the day before. It starts that day when you're, whatever you're doing as far as your nutrition, your rest, your work, your skill work and trying to improve yourself. So I think it's all a learned process, and I think more guys have got it from the National Hockey League. I think they don't get ready until they start getting in the rink. And I look at a guy like Nico Sturm as a perfect example of a guy that's always ready.
It does make sense, but it's also one of the great paradoxes of the game, because, you know, these guys train for this, they're getting ready, they're sitting there, they're talking about what they have to do, and then they go out on the ice and it's sort of like, well, you know, my body's not working, or usually it's more the mind that isn't there.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about NFL football. Those guys, for every game, every single game, they're spending 6, 7, 8 hours a day training their mind or training their body. They're watching video, they're working out, they're doing their practices, and it's the whole week building up to what? You look at a fighter, these guys were at UFC event yesterday, UFC headquarters yesterday, they toured the facility, saw some fighters, saw everything that goes into that. Those guys work in a training camp where their training camps are harder, and it builds up to that fight. Everything's a build up to that fight. So they're always trying to get ready. You look at soccer and how much work they put into just one match, especially if they're going into tournament play. This is a game where once training camp is over, your practices are few and far between.
Especially in the West.
Right, and especially in the travel that we do. So your idea is morning skate, game. Get on a flight, go. Next. And there's not time. Your time to, say, train your mind, as you talked about, is maybe 6, 7 minutes a day when you're watching video. It takes a special individual to always be on.
Nico Sturm's one of those guys. Yeah. I mean, I think that he's one of the best examples of how to prepare your body and your mind for a game. And it's, you know, you see it with the goaltenders. A lot of the goaltenders, when they're getting ready in the afternoon, for them, you know, Mackenzie Blackwood was on his game, started consecutive games. He was really on to start the game and kept them sort of in it. I mean, they were down 3-0. That was pretty tough. But then remember that the Kings were, you know, getting all the pomp and circumstance of opening night and all the excitement for the fans. And they were proud of the fact that they were just above 500 coming back after seven, you know, games on the road and so forth. But, you know, it's that first 10 minutes in every building, and it was probably accentuated by the fact that it was their opening night. But credit to the Sharks for coming back and making a game of it. They just ran out of time. If they had a little more time, they might have won the game.
Yeah, Tyler Toffoli just missing at the end.
Hit this outside of the net.
Outside of the net. And nine times, he didn't get the shot that he wanted. Nine times out of ten, he's putting that in. But this is a team that can't start like that. This is a team that has to be ready to go. This is a team that they don't have a big margin for error because their ability to come back right now as far as goal scoring goes just isn't there. So they need to be on from the get-go. And especially today, or tonight's game against the Vegas Golden Knights, who came back yesterday, played it was a wild game against Ottawa.
Tomas Hertl, a big part of that.
Yeah, a big part of that. Boy, he's winning face-off after face-off. I don't think he's lost a face-off this year, which is, I know, an exaggeration, but yesterday he was phenomenal. So this team, they're going to have to be ready tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights and be ready to go before the game starts.
I want to talk about our day off because you mentioned it. The team had an event. They went to UFC headquarters. I know this is an area of particular passion on your side of things. Yeah. Who is the best UFC fighter today, and might that person have been there?
He wasn't there yesterday. They did see a couple of fighters, Cody Garbrandt being one of the guys that they saw. Cody's been in the UFC for a long time. A madman when it comes to training, like most of those guys are. You know, you'll get a big argument about who the best fighter is in the game today. Dashvili is, you know, the guy that I look at as the best fighter.
He's a Georgian, right?
Yeah. And
I don't mean from Atlanta.
No, not from Atlanta. And so you look at those guys and you think, when you're fighting the Eastern European guys, it's very hard to fight them because they're all great wrestlers, they're all great takedown guys, and they're just beasts. Guy fighting on Saturday, next Saturday, UFC 308, one of my son's favorites, Donovan, loves Max Blessed Holloway. He's a fun guy to watch, and he's one of the longtime guys. My all-time favorite is Georges St-Pierre from Quebec, Canada. I got a chance to interview him once. There's so many. Israel Adesanya was, I think Izzy's lost his step. It's a tough thing to say who's the best, but there are a ton.
Isn't there one that's buddies with Klim Kostin?
Well, Khabib, Nurmagomedov. Nurmagomedov. If you listen to him say it, it's Nurmagomedov. Nurmagomedov is how they say it here in the U.S. But Khabib is one of the greatest of all time. Didn't have a long career, but he's undefeated in his career. Again, when he was 9 years old, you can go on YouTube, when he was 9 years old, he wrestled a bear. Kid you not, you see it on YouTube. But he was one of the best of all time. When the guys went yesterday, they experience that, they see the training, so much goes into that, you know, to one fight for these guys.
Heavy training.
Heavy, heavy training. And so they got to see the facility, which apparently is amazing. But you and I and Randy, we were doing something different.
Yes, we were. We went to see the San Jose Barracuda play hockey over in Summerlin. First of all, at the Lee Family Arena, really nice building, really, really nice facility. Good setup for the American Hockey League. You know, all these teams now are starting to build these buildings. We have TechCU Arena in San Jose, great facility. This was really spectacular. And you jumped on the air with Nick. I thought about coming on, but you guys were having such a good time. And I went to visit with the brass down in the suite.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with a couple of things. Number one, the style of hockey that John McCarthy's team is playing. I was just so impressed with Ethan Cardwell again. This guy wins battle after battle, and at the end of the game, he wins a battle with somebody we knew quite well, Kalen Addison on the other side, who's playing for the Silver Knights in Henderson. And he scored a goal. He had two assists. That play turned out to be a very important goal. And the Cuda are, 5-1? I mean, they're having a really great season. And I just think it's made such a difference to that club that they've picked up guys like Andrew Podorowski and Jimmy Schultz, and they've got Askarov in goal.
Huge, yeah. You need those guys without a doubt. And so far, it's been a lot of fun, and we're on again Wednesday back at TechCU. They're a really fun team to watch, so if you don't want to have a chance to come watch the Sharks play, which Wednesday there's nothing going on, come watch the Barracuda at TechCU.
We've got the Sharks today. We're on the air at 6:30. Jamal Mayers and I will call all the action. Big game for the Sharks, as on Ryan Warsofsky's birthday, they will look for their first win for him as head coach. Thanks for joining us for today's Morning Skate Show.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.